You're listening to SBS News.
The Senate is also known as the House of Review or the States House. Each Australian state elects 12 senators, while the Australian Capital Territory and the Northern Territory choose 2 senators each. The Australian Electoral Commission's Evan Eakin-Smith explains the steps involved when voting.
Senate voting, you've got a choice. You can vote above the line, and that's for parties or groups of your choice. Or if you want to vote for individual candidates, you can vote below the line. So the voting instructions, 1 to 6 at least above the line, if that's the way you choose to vote, or at least 1 to 12 below the line. So that's the choice that you've got when you're voting in the Senate.
On the white Senate ballot paper, voters number 1 to represent their first choice through to 6. The paper vote can be filled out above the line, or a person can complete at least 12 boxes below the line to choose individuals. Adjunct research fellow from La Trobe University, Ian Tulloch, is describing this year as a half-Senate election.
So half of the 12 senators in each state are up for election, so that's 6 in each state. It's important for the governing party to have control of the Senate if they want to get their legislative program through. So I think there'll be a lot of interest in the Senate result too.
State senators are elected for a period of 6 years, with half of them being chosen every 3 years, while territory senators only serve a period of 3 years. Voters should be aware that making a choice to mark numbers above the line means the vote counts for parties or groups rather than individual candidates. And results for the Senate typically take weeks, with the full count not being completed until after the election, and then all successful senators can be declared. Mr. Tulloch says the Senate plays an important role in politics.
It's important for the governing party to have control of the Senate if they want to get their legislative program through. So I think there'll be a lot of interest in the Senate result too.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.